Hi there. Welcome to the New Life Live podcast. Steve here. And since 1988, New Life has been transforming lives one life at a time. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's most hard, difficult places. One way we do this is through the live program that we share with our listeners here on this podcast. Now, you'll get to listen to callers bringing us their challenges, and our panel of counselors and psychologists provide insight, which you will learn from, too. Let's go to today's podcast episode. Hi there. I made it back again. 2 days in a row, I'm here, and really glad to be here with Dr. Alice Benton. How are you, Alice?
Wow, Steve. I'm so happy to be sitting down with you again. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for that nice card where you were able to, you know, really express that I'm both humble and handsome. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
They go hand in hand with you, Steve.
Oh, they do. Hey, and then we've got Stacy Sadler on the phone. And Stacy, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Steve. So glad you're back.
Thank you. How old are you? No, skip that. Okay. So, Stacy, you guys did the webinar, and I watched you speak at the webinar on Restore. And I'll just tell everybody that Stacy is the chief clinical officer at Daring Ventures, and she's an EMDR certified therapist and a certified clinical partner specialist through the Association of Partners of Sex Addicts Trauma Specialists. So what that's all about, it could sound weird, but it really helps the partner of a sex addict deal with the trauma that's caused from the sexual addiction or the abuse that's there. She speaks all over and really is an amazing clinician and author. And we wrote together, Loving Your Child as a Single Parent. And that was published in 22. So I'm thrilled to have her on here, and I'm thrilled that she's part of the speaking team for our Restore workshop. But just tell us, what is the benefit? Both you and Alice, maybe you could address it. What's the benefit of somebody coming to Restore? What are they going to leave with?
Wow. Oh, so much. I think the first thing they're going to leave with is some answers and relief. Mm-hmm. The women come in really bogged down and have so many questions. They're really just lost, almost in a fog. And when they leave, they have a clear direction. They have hope, and they're lighter because they have they've grieved a lot, maybe even gotten a little angry, but they have a clear path moving forward, and they have a lot of their questions answered, and they have connection, which is one of the biggest things.
So why would somebody not want that? Why don't they come? Because they're so resistant to come.
Well, women tend to put ourselves last. Mm-hmm. Alice, I'm sure you can add to that.
Yep.
But we tend to take care of everybody else before we take care of us. And you know, I just got finished telling someone that walked out of my office a few minutes ago, you're at the top of the food chain. You got to take care of you, or everybody below you ain't going to be okay. But right. As women, we just don't do that like we need to.
And I've heard two or three women that I was working with the husband and suggested this could be amazingly healing for her. And she responded, yeah, but he's the one with the problem. And so, you know, I needed to explain a little bit that his problem impacts your heart and soul and mind and relationships. And that's what we're talking about, is healing the heart and the soul and giving you tools you don't have. A final word there, Stacy, before we go to the break.
If you got hit by a car, you wouldn't say it's someone else's fault. You would deal with your injuries. And it's the same thing. That's what my colleague Laura Mangin McDonald says all the time. So we got to deal with the injury.
All right. It's not this weekend, but the weekend after. And all you have to do to sign up, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's it. And we're waiting to sign you up. Now, if you want to join us on the program today, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, Stacy is, well, she's kind of one of these women that men enjoy being around. She's fishes. She's down at Galveston, Texas. That's the beach I was introduced to beaches off of, and it can be hot and very muggy there, but she's loves the outdoors, and I'm going to tell you something. She gets to the inside of a woman and deals with the fears, the anxieties, the panicking that can take place when you discover he's not getting better, or you discover just how bad it's gotten. And we can help you if you'll call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and come to Restore. Let's go to our phones. And right now, Anna is calling from Vacaville, California. And she listens on the podcast just like anybody can do. I mean, we have so many people that hear us, not on a station, but on a podcast. And you can, too. Go to newlife.com. You'll find out about that. Anna, how are you today, and how can we help you?
Hi. First, I'd like to say I appreciate your wisdom and your counsel. So I knew that you were the people I needed to call today. Okay. I discovered my husband at a hotel on the 22nd of this month when he should have been at work on Monday. I need a roadmap. I did sign up for the Restore workshop on 6/10, but I'm dying over here. I am grieving, and I need a roadmap. So what can I say to my husband to get him up to understand? He's telling me that I need to stop grieving. I need to go sleep in the bedroom with him because right now I'm in the guest room.
Okay, and when you found out he was at the hotel, did he admit that he was there with another woman?
I caught him. I went to the hotel. Something's been off with him for months, since last year. I just had a funny feeling to check to see if he was really at work. He wasn't. I discovered that on an online search, he had been searching that hotel for that month and date. So I went straight over there, and sure enough, his vehicle was in the parking lot. I called him from the hotel, and I said, "Hey, where are you?" And he said, "I'm at work." Mm. I said, "Really?" I said, "Well, I'm here, and I can't find you." He goes, "Well, oh, I'm at this other place." He named this other cafe, and I said, "Okay, well, I need you to come. It's urgent. I'm going to be waiting here for you." He walks out of the hotel and sees me standing there. And he says he was with nobody. He was doing nothing. There's no conference rooms in that hotel, I told him.
Yeah.
You're not a work meeting here. You're here with somebody doing something.
Well,
and now a whole time goes by, and he tells me nothing happened. So he was there a whole hour before I called him. He was
okay,
there a whole hour.
Well, here's the gift. Is that he showed you that he is a liar so that you wouldn't believe anything else he said after he said, "I'm at work," and you knew he wasn't. So, you know, a lot of people, they are confused. Is this person telling me the truth? That nothing happened or whatever? Well, you don't have to wonder, because everything that he's saying is a lie around this, and so you can't believe anything. But as to your request for a roadmap, let's start with Stacy, and then we'll go to Alice on what that roadmap looks like, what you need to do. Stacy, what are you thinking?
Anna, first of all, I wanted to say I'm so sorry that you've just had this discovery. It is devastating to all of a sudden find your husband in a hotel with another woman, and I'm so sorry that you're there. And the first thing on the roadmap is safety. And so your gut, if I was to ask you what your gut is saying to you, your gut knows that he's lying to you. And your gut knows that he doesn't feel safe for you because he's lying to you. You've caught him in a lie. Now, that's in conflict with what you know, because I know you want to believe your husband. but you're confused in the head because who we're supposed to trust and who we're supposed to be able to lean on has been the one that's violating you. And so I know that feels really confusing. But when he asks you to come back to the bedroom and he asks you to stop grieving, your gut is saying, uh-uh, that doesn't feel right. And so I always ask people, first stop on the roadmap is safety and stabilization. What do you need to feel safe? And it sounds like you feel like you need to grieve, and it sounds like you feel like you need to be in another room. And I would say those are two very healthy choices for yourself right now. And I think you need to continue to ask yourself what you need to feel safe and do it. I'm thrilled that you're signed up for the workshop, and I know that we're going to give you tools come next week for the next steps to go. But I say keep listening to your gut because your gut's leading you right.
Yeah. And I want to say this to you, Stacy, just taking off on what you said. He wants her to come to the bedroom, but a minimal level of a standard for coming back to the bedroom, and this is minimal, is that he gets tested for sexually transmitted diseases. I wouldn't want to be in the bed with a man who met somebody at a hotel and who knows how many times this has gone on. So he needs to be tested first. And I would just say that to him. Well, I'm not coming to the bedroom until a lot of things happen. But the first thing that needs to happen is you need to go get tested for STDs. That's the first thing. Then we'll talk more. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're going back in there if he's free of STDs. But really, you need to know. And you know, people will use scripture. They'll say, you know, you shouldn't withhold sex. Well, you shouldn't go out and get sexually transmitted diseases either. So you have to weigh the fact that, yeah, when two people are committed to each other, they need to be together. But when one has broken the vow, you need to do a lot of things. And he needs to do a lot of things before there is safety. Alice, you have a thought?
Yeah, I would just sum that up, Anna, by giving you these words for him. You might say to him, your lies broke my trust, and I will keep protecting my heart and body by staying as far withdrawn as I need to until you have shown me by actions that you are rebuilding our trust. Hmm. And he can call us to find out the steps to take to rebuild trust. Hmm. Worthy of Your Trust is one of our books we have that lines out everything he can do if he will choose to rebuild what he has destroyed by these lies.
Yeah, and another minimal thing is that he would go to Every Man's Battle. And I think once you go to Restore, you're really going to force that to happen before you would even give him a second chance.
Okay. Here. Would you recommend Intimacy in Marriage for us?
After he goes to the Every Man's Battle workshop, okay. Yes. You to Restore, him to Every Man's Battle, and then both of you Intimacy in Marriage. But only if he responds to Every Man's Battle. If he says, oh, those people were just so much worse than me. I was only in a hotel room one time or, you know, something stupid like that. Then, you know, you probably would want to wait to go to Intimacy in Marriage.
The signs that someone is in recovery, Anna, is that, of course, they're doing these action steps we're talking about, but they're also able to take responsibility, express remorse, and have empathy for your feelings. And a person in that stage of recovery doesn't say, you got to stop grieving and you got to come back to the bedroom. So it's just a further sign that he has not yet been broken by this and he has not yet been humbled by it.
And if you did choose to go to Intimacy in Marriage with him, the plus of that is you would have the therapist confronting him. You'd also have the other men in the group confronting him, and that's pretty powerful right there. Stacy, anything else you want to add here?
I just will say that, Anna, you will know inside your heart and your soul and your spirit when he's truly making the changes. You will know. Right now, you know that he is not hearing you. He's denying the truth. But you will know when it's safe to return to that bedroom or go to Intimacy in Marriage. You'll know.
Yeah. All right, so I want to send you worthy of her trust, because when we grieve and we embrace the reality that's there and then we're able to forgive, that doesn't mean that we trust somebody. That's different. Forgiveness isn't for him, it's for you to free yourself from having to be traumatized over and over again with unfinished stuff inside of you. We really want to forgive. It doesn't excuse. It just separates that trauma from you. It's resolved, and that's quite a process to get there.
Well,
but we'll send that to you.
She's got a lot of more feelings to get to before she gets to forgiveness. She's got to get angry first. She's got to get sad first. She's got to come out of the shop first. There's a lot of ground to cover before we get to forgiveness. I do hope she forgives in the end, but right now she's got to get mad that her husband's lying through his teeth to her.
Yep. And absolutely true.
When a man has gone through the everyman's battle process, we hear them saying things like, honey, you can cry as hard as you need to for as long as you need to, and I will sit here with you. And it is, I'm the one that broke the trust. You don't need to trust me. Don't trust me until you see change in my behavior over time. That's what a humble man is able to say.
Yeah.
And Alice, you know what? That is actually bonding for the coupleship, is to grieve together. Because it's a new narrative about what's happened in life. And it's actually very bonding when you both can grieve together over the past and what's happened. Because he's probably got a lot of things going on with him and is very sick in his own mind to be able to have done that. So grieving is a natural part of the process that needs to happen together.
There is the resource on, we have a workbook that goes along with the Life Recovery Bible. And it addresses grief. It takes you through the 12 steps from the perspective of grieving. Then also to grieve, that's one of the 10 choices, and healing is a choice. And I'll tell you, the better the therapist that you work with, or Christian counselor that you work with, or even coach in this grieving process, the better they are, the more thorough the resolution is. But a big start, you're doing it. You're going to restore, and I'm really happy that you are. 1-800-229-3000 to join us here. We've got one program today that we're doing. And if you need help, or you want to go to Restore, or you want to send him to Every Man's Battle, that number's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. People are there waiting to talk to you. Let's go to Sharon from Roanoke, Virginia. Listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hello, Sharon. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you today?
Excellent. Really glad to be here. How could we help you?
Well, basically, I want to know how I can love God if I can't love at all.
Okay. Tell us what you're talking about. Give us some details here. What happened?
Well, the earliest memory that I have is when I was about 3 or 4, my dad whipped me with a razor strap. Then about 6, my mom and dad got a divorce, and they got into a fight one day, and he shot and killed her.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Then they had an argument over who was going to have custody over it. My grandmother was a very godly woman. She was a Christian. But my grandfather, my aunt, and my uncle were alcoholics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I want you to hold on. I've got to go to this break. You can hear the music. And I will just take whatever time we need, because few people ever have this kind of trauma when they're that young. Very, very sad. I'm so glad you called, Sharon, and we're so sorry what you've been through. You're listening to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, Stacy Sadler, and Alice Benton, Dr. Alice Benton. And we'll take your calls at 1-800-229-3000. Hope you will join us. Let's go.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're talking with Sharon, and boy, she just threw that question out there. How can I love God with all that's gone on? And part of what's gone on is her mother was shot by her father, shot and killed by her father, and then she's had these other abusive relatives around. Alice, you had something you wanted to...
Well, Sharon, as we'll unpack more of this incredible pain that you have lived through, but we also want to ask, was there ever a consistent, stable, loving presence in your life? I understand your grandmother might have been one source. Was she consistently in your life?
Yes, she was. I'm convinced that she was a very godly Christian.
And who ended up...
That's about it.
That she is the only one you can think of. And who ended up taking you in?
Well, my grandmother ended up taking custody of us after a custody battle. But, of course, my aunt and uncle lived in the house, too, and they were both alcoholics. My grandfather was an alcoholic. My uncle caught the house on fire, didn't burn it down, but caught the house on fire twice because he smoked and drank. Then after that, I got married for the first time just to get away from home, and that failed. Then I got married the second time, and that failed. So, you know, if anything happens, I can shut down love. I can just shut it down, and I don't want to be like that.
Well, let me ask you this. When you said, how can I love God, is that because God didn't protect you from these things?
No, I don't blame God. I really don't. But I want to love him with all of my heart, soul, and strength.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that I can't.
And Sharon, what's the sign for you that you don't love God? Is it a lack of an emotion of love for him?
No, I'm always just afraid that I'm really not trusting, and I'm really not saved because I can't trust.
Well, let's clarify something here on your salvation. That is a separate issue of whether or not you believe Jesus died for your sins, and because of his death and burial and resurrection, that you are forgiven of those sins. They don't prevent you from being in the presence of God or in heaven. So, first of all, do you believe that Christ saves you from your sins?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay. So that's an issue that's been resolved with you. Now you'd want to talk about how much you trust God. Well, I think I trust God, but what I don't trust is that good things are always going to be happening in a fallen world that we live in. You know, if we were still in the garden, there'd be temptation. We see that. But it'd be wonderful to live there. But out here, we're going to have things, and people are not going to be trustworthy. It isn't safe all the time out here in this world outside the garden. And so I think not trusting the world and other people in the world, that's a good thing. But God was very clear about what the ideal was, and he was very clear in telling us how Adam and Eve made this huge mistake, and the ideal was left behind. Stacy, what are you thinking here?
Well, Sharon, my heart just hurts from your story. But one thing you said was that I can just shut down love. And I want to say to you, of course you can. And I want you to consider thanking that system in your body, brain, and soul that allowed you to shut off love when it seemed dangerous for you. So So in other words, everybody that loved me left me, hurt me, let me down, wasn't consistent. And so the ability to shut down love is a coping skill. And it helped you survive a very, very traumatic childhood. So it was a coping skill that actually helped you survive. What you had was an attachment rupture. And so many times when we have early attachment ruptures, we associate God with those attachment figures. I am so glad that your grandmother was there for you. But it sounds like all the fighting and all the periphery around it sort of muddied the water of the connection with her. But I bet you that she was a true good connection, and I would love to see you in some deep trauma therapy to work on attaching back to a human being. And your trauma therapist might be the very first one that you truly attach to, and that will help you see how to start trusting again and to choose who you can trust in life. Because what you've been through is a severe trauma, and that trust has been ruptured, and you've really never had good trust mirrored for you.
All right. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you're going to restore. Henry Cloud has a new book. He was on the program for a few days, and I'll get a copy of that to you. It is entitled Trust, and it's a good one. I think it's really going to help you there. And I'll ask folks to pray for you, Sharon. Not easy what you've been through. God bless you. Really glad that you called. We'll be back. Today's podcast is brought to you by Club New Life supporters who give a monthly donation because they want to continue to offer help and hope in these very, very difficult places. To find out more about Club New Life, you can go to our website, newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, if you're new to us, we drop an episode every weekday. We would love it if you would rate or write a review, which helps more people discover help and hope and helps us share wisdom with as many people as possible. Now, let's listen to our counselors as they help people walk through life's hardest places.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And before we go to Sheila, and before we talk with Larry Sonnenberg, I want to mention a couple of things. There are three podcasts that we do that you could subscribe to. One is this program, New Life Live. The other is Life Recovery Today, all about the 12 steps and the integration of those 12 steps back into Scripture. Dave Stoop and I did that. And the Life Recovery Bible, you know, sold over 4 million copies. If you don't have one, it's really a great tool for Bible study, whether you are an addict that's recovering or not. It really does work for every situation to make it better. And then Going Deeper is another podcast, and we're thrilled that we get to do that. And I'll just also mention that if you don't have the ability to listen on radio, there's an app. The New Life app can be downloaded, and you can listen live there. Also, on newlife.com, our website, or you can watch it on our New Life Live YouTube channel. But just subscribe to the podcast and join us every weekday on the podcast. So Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio, and Larry always brings us inspirational testimony and talks to us about the financial situation here. And after we talk with Larry, we'll go to Sheila. But Larry, how are we doing on the match? And I bet you've got a testimony that says to all of us, New Life is making a difference.
I do, and I just wanted to say I'm so glad that Stacy is on today. And you're pushing that Restore workshop, because that, as amazing as that is, the reason we have to have it is because we have to have a workshop called Every Man's Battle.
Yeah.
And right. Here's what a gentleman wrote, and I'll talk about the match in a minute.
Okay.
This weekend started as a group of strangers sitting in a room. By day three, I feel like I have a band of brothers surrounding me. I came here with a lot of shame and with a lot of baggage that for a majority of my life I kept pushed way down in my heart. This weekend taught me that I'm not alone and that by bringing past hurt and struggles into the light, there's so much freedom to be had. One of the lies of the enemy is that I'm unredeemable and that I should just deal with my struggles on my own. This weekend further affirmed the importance of brotherhood and community. And as the weekend comes to an end, the magnitude of what Jesus did on the cross is washing over me. He does not see me as my mistake, or the way I have seen myself with my shame messages in the past, but through his lens of mercy and grace. Walking forward, I know this fight is not over, but that I am redeemed. I have a desperate hunger to pursue a more and more full relationship with the Lord and others.
Hmm. Wow. There you go.
You know
From
what?
Shame to feeling redeemable.
Right.
And I love it.
It's one of the more important things we do because the country needs godly men. Our families need it. Our churches need it. And it's ruining families when guys don't get help. So yeah. Folks, especially gentlemen or wives of the guys that need to come, be bold and make a call. There's still time to get in on the workshop this week right here in Orange County. It's live. It starts Friday right at lunchtime. And you'll be out of there noontime Sunday. But it's amazing. I just can't speak enough about what this ministry does. Mm-hmm. In every workshop and all the counselors in this radio program and all that we're doing, God is blessing it. And we just keep looking for him and his Holy Spirit to be the power and the ones to say thank you to, because they get the glory for it all.
That's right. You know, when we started 35 years ago, our anniversary is this November, 35 years. When we started, we had three words. One was connection, which was all about redemptive relationship. The other was truth, or what we call true truth. It's truth from the Bible the way we believe God intended it to be read. The third word isn't better. The third word isn't wow. The third word is transformation. That's what we want to see. You were headed this way, and now you're headed that way. And that way is the godly way. And what Larry just read there, that's transformation. Everything changed for this person. And if that's what you want your husband to go through, you call us. If that's what you want to go through as a man, you call us. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. And you could show up at work on Monday a man of integrity, purity, and holiness. That's what we're going for.
And no excuse for thinking it's too expensive, because we have scholarship money.
That's right.
There's no shame in asking for a scholarship. People give to that scholarship fund for exactly the reason to help you if you're short of cash this time around.
So, you know, we just heard a story about a man that just lied. You know, I'm at work, he says, and yeah. He's at the hotel. Okay, so deception is part of the problem here. And here's where it really is bad. You deceive yourself. You try to convince yourself it's not that bad. You got it under control. You're not hurting anybody. You need to work through all of that self-deception so you get to the truth and you get the help that you need. And when you are ready to get that help, you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number.
And thank you, everybody who has been giving to New Life, especially towards this matching challenge, $325,000, where I don't remember the exact figure, but we're about $194,000 this morning matched.
Okay.
So we have folks who said they're sending money. I hope you'll be one of them, because when that $325,000 is given to New Life, and we can't touch it until you send your gift.
Yeah.
So when I say $194,000 is matched, we were able to take $194,000 out of that $325,000. So if you can give $100, we'll kick another $100 out. Whatever you get, we'll take it out till we can get the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
and we sure do want to do that.
And just can't thank you enough.
Well, we are so grateful for those that give. And if you want to be one of our supporters and be a part of the transformation that occurs at these workshops, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And we are so thankful for all who do. And then if you want to be on the receiving end of help for transformation, same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right. Thank you, Larry. Let's go to Sheila calling from Pensacola, Florida. WEGS is the station she listens to. Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I wasn't planning on getting on the radio, but whoever it was that answered the phone talked me into it, and I just wanted to say hello to you and that I am so glad to hear you back on the radio again.
Amen, Sheila.
Well, thank you.
I love all the people that are there, but I love it that you're there back.
I tell you, my head is just growing bigger and bigger. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you'll have more to be telling us then.
Yes, that's true. That's true. You know, it is such a privilege to get to talk to so many people at one time. And I know that there are many things that could be said. But, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be doing this for 23 years. It's like, for 23 years on radio, 1 hour a day, I go to graduate school with all these great people like Stacy and Alice and others. And it's just been the most amazing experience. And I love it when somebody taps me on the shoulder and says something like, it's really happened. You told me on radio to kick my son out of the house because he was using drugs. And I didn't want to do it, and I did it. She said, that boy is working. He's going to school. Mm-hmm. He is responsible. It changed everything when he saw that I was not going to enable him to do it. That's the joy of hearing that somebody took some advice. And that's what we're doing here, is giving advice. It's not therapy. And then they have a great outcome. I love that. Sheila, you are my...
I started listening to you guys when I had just gone through a divorce. I had been married for 27 years.
Oh.
And it was horrible. And I had been accused of a lot of things. And I listened to Dr. Dobson, and I listened to you guys. Mm-hmm. And... You just don't know the difference that you made in my life at the time.
Well, here's what amazing. I'm going to do. Just to say thank you, I'm going to send you the one-year Bible for women. That's the Bible my wife did all the commentary for. And I'll send that off to you. And I think you'll be pleased
that
with it.
She's great.
So, so wise. All right, we'll take a break.
I bet she is.
She is. And if I don't believe it, she convinces me of that. Quickly. All right, we'll take a break and come back. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us on the program. And if you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a program note about the many ways you can listen to New Life Live. You can, of course, listen on your local radio station, but if there isn't a local station or you miss an episode, you can get our New Life Live podcast. It's available through most podcast providers like Spotify, iTunes, or iHeartRadio. Just search for New Life Live with Steve Arterburn. And for an even more complete list of ways to listen, go to newlife.com and click on the Listen tab.
Thank you, Terry Mac. Before we go to another caller, I just want Stacy and Alice to talk about, and this a lot of people have no idea, but what are the things that happen when a person resolves the trauma, gets beyond the pain of betrayal? I'd just like us to tell people, here are some things. It's not instant. It's not superficial. It's not quick. Maybe we name three or four, and then we'll go over here and talk with Marie. as our next caller.
I want to start with three quick words: realize, reveal, and relationship. We've got to realize the pain that we have in our hearts, and some of us become so familiar with the pain because it's been going on for so long that it becomes our normal. We don't even know we need help for it.
Yeah.
But as we realize that our pain is also, that damage of the pain is our responsibility for healing, that generates some of the freedom from the Restore Weekend. We have to reveal our story and our heart to other safe people. So we do it in relationship, and it's building that sisterhood over the weekend that then launches us into the healing process even after the weekend.
Just one comment there on relationship. It's redemptive relationship, and a lot of people have never had a redemptive relationship. They were abused as a child. They get married to an abusive person or a neglectful person, whatever, and they just never have that connection that is healing and helpful and produces a great couple. They don't have it. Anything else you want to say there, Alice, before we go to Stacy?
Nope. Go ahead, Stacy.
I think the overarching term that I call it is post-traumatic growth. And I think with post-traumatic growth, freedom is the first word that comes to my mind. You're free from what was bothering you before. And then you have awareness about who you are. And when we come into the world knowing who we are, we're a lot better equipped to it, to deal with it. And then I think the third is choice. Then we can make our choices about what we do in life. And that is an empowerment that comes with post-traumatic growth. And it is absolutely the greatest feeling ever.
Well, I love that post-traumatic growth three-word combination. I mean, it really does say what does happen. And, you know, freedom is part of all of that. Your life isn't impacted by the trauma every day. You're free from having to experience the pain every day because you've resolved it. And, man, is that ever fantastic and wonderful when that happens. And that can happen for you on June the 10th. You become a restoree and join us online. It's never been easier, and it's never been more affordable. Marie, how are you? And thanks for calling New Life Live. How can we help you?
Yes, please. I need help with my grandson. He's 16 years old. And then all the time now I see that he's exhibiting bursts of anger, outbursts of anger. So he's always moody. He always bang the door and always mad. I cannot even talk to him. When I talk to him, he always have an answer. He's always yelling. And he's stressing me out. And, and when he's talking to his older doesn't respect his older sister either. I'm looking for, if you can help me, please get a good base counseling for anger control management.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know. I'm doing every part on my end to help.
Okay. Marie.
Yes.
Why is your grandson living with you?
Okay. Since they were born, that's where they live with me. The mother.
Why is that?
I mean, yeah. Why is that? Is because the mother was living with me too, but they were living with me too. But I keep them home because I want to give more structure, more guidance, and help them in terms of
Well, where is the mother now? Where's mom now?
Mom is here. Mom is here. Mom lives 5 or 15 minutes or 20 minutes away from me. The mother is in their life.
But why aren't they living? Why aren't they living with their mother?
They're not living with their mother because their mother sometimes work at night, and I don't want them to stay in the house alone by themselves. And since they were a baby, they're with me, and they're used to me.
All right, and where are the men in your 16-year-old?
They were not. Like me, I am a widow. My husband passed away.
Okay.
And then they were not married. They were like, you know, when you have teenagers and you talk to them, they don't listen. And they come out killing myself and then bring them to school, and then that's what they bring. That's what happened here.
Okay.
So the father, so I think the son mostly probably feel an emptiness because the father probably not in his life. The father talked to the father.
Okay, so
not,
Marie, I'm going to just ask Alice to take a minute and Stacy to take a minute. It's all the time we have here to give you some help or direction. What are you thinking, Alice, and then you, Stacy?
Marie, it is obvious that you are so invested in your grandchildren and you've sacrificed a lot to try to provide them with stability. So I want to give you two things to pursue with them. One is I want you to withhold privileges unless they are treating you well and kindly. And so you may have to restrict some of the privileges that they enjoy unless they're treating you well. Have that expectation for them. And assume that level of anger is covering a whole lot of confusion and hurt inside your grandchildren, because despite your stability in their lives, their parents' absence, even if it's for legitimate reasons of work, their parents' absence has been very unsettling to them. And so they probably have a lot of unresolved, unfinished business inside of them about their parents' whereabouts. And so having a professional come in, having one of our counselors that's vetted by New Life come in to help strategize and help pull out the stories of what they're thinking, what they're feeling inside, will help resolve the anger long term.
Yeah. Stacy, your thoughts here.
Well, I think that it's important, Marie, for you to have boundaries in your home. And like Alice was saying, understand that he's got every reason to be angry. You know, he's got a mom that isn't present all the time. I know she's in their life, but he's had a hard life. And so he has some valid anger, but in that anger, he can't be abusive and disrespectful in your home. So I want you to have support in whatever way you need to have it. Finding a group would be wonderful to help you with boundaries, to be able to institute those boundaries that Alice is talking about, you know, withholding privileges isn't easy if you're scared of him.
That's
you know, these guys get to be 16 years old and they can be a little scary and intimidating. And I want you to find your power and find your voice, but we do that in community. So if you call in to 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we can get you hooked up not only to a counselor that will help you walk through that, but a group, a tribe of people that will help support you as you enact some of the things you're learning.
I am so glad you called, and I hope and pray you'll take some of the advice and you won't be abused by a 16-year-old boy. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you want help, if you want to come to the Restore or Every Man's Battle workshop. Thanks so much for listening. We hope something you heard will help you live in freedom today. If this content was helpful for you, we would love it if you take a minute, leave us a review, post about it, and rate it. Remember, we have resources and workshops online for you as you continue your journey. Go to newlife.com and find out more information. And thank you for being part of the New Life community. We know that God desires all of us to live a life of wholeness and healing. And we're so glad that you're here.